End the day of Saturday. Wednesday night, Rabbi Zushi Tzan.
Oh. Let's talk a bit about the Melacha Melaven. Melaven. Washing. Yeah? White clean. The Gemara, there's a Gemara Zvacha. Gemara talks about the different types of begodim which one washes. So what is Mutar to do with it? So Gemara says it's made of oil, skin, and skin is very rough. And so since it doesn't swallow so much, it doesn't go inside it, absorb it. They made you'd have to soak it in water. But to scrub it, to wash it and scrub it, then it's also. But other begodim, even to soak it in water, even to go to without doing anything, just soaking in water is also already a problem. So Gemara talks about that. If you have a car, you have a cushion, and it's got dirt on it, you pour some water over it, you get out to if it's made of oil. You have to pour water there till there's a power, there's water coming splashing on it. It's still mutter because it's made of oil. Therefore, wash it, just rinsing it, just to be soaking in water is not a problem. Mashenkin, if it's a different made of other materials, then there's a problem of washing it, a melaben. But maybe you can't even just soaking in water is a problem. That's in the Moros Vach. So oil is a problem even just soaking in water. It's not a problem soaking in water unless you rub it. Rub on it, clean it. Actually, in other types of material is mutter. It's also, sorry, even just soaking water is also. It doesn't absorb the skin. So that's why it's oil. No, water itself, just being water, is already called the malacha. Just soaking in water could be the malacha already. Now, there's another nakuda. That besides it doesn't absorb the dirt is that when you clean it, the dirt more it goes inside it, but the dirt when you wash it, you're only washing the outside. Maybe it doesn't clean it properly, Taka. Besides not absorbing the dirt inside, but if you scrub it, then that makes it go inside. The water can go get inside it. But maybe that's why it's a problem by scrubbing it. Because it does get something inside, it does absorb something. Mashenkin other begotim, even the soaking it already goes inside and makes it clean, therefore the soaking is already a problem. So, but the Gemara, Tesis, a few places in Shas, Tesis as the Kasha, there's two Gemaras. One Gemara is that somebody who's a Hodech to Mekabel is rabbi, he's allowed to go to the Tzerch Mitzvah, he's allowed to go even through water to his neck, he's allowed to go through water. So he's soaking his begotim, when he's going through this water, he's soaking his begotim in water. So why is it mutter? That's one Gemara. There's another Gemara. Neither can be table, even with the clothes on. So on Shabbos. So in both cases, you're soaking the water in. You're soaking your clothes in water. How's the mutter? So there's three turtles in the Rishonim. Tesis brings two, and there's another one in the Rishonim. How to answer this Gemara that we see that even soaking begodim is mutter from the Gemara's Vachem, which says Mafurish that soaking begodim is also. One teretz is that the whole issa is only if it's cleaning it, it means it's got to be a beggar which is not clean. It's dirty. If it's dirty beggar, then it could be even without kavana, it's also. If it's a clean beggar, so you're taking on that that could be the kavana attack doesn't come in. That once it's a dirty beggar, even if it's a little bit dirty, then it's also to soak in water. But if it's a clean, totally clean beggar, then it's mutter. So the Gemara there, so you're going to Holech Lahak with Nei Rabbi, it's not to go through water, so it's a clean baguette. So there's no libben, you're cleaning something clean, there isn't. So Nidah Tiveres and Nidah Tiveres also, but talking about a clean baguette, maybe there's no issa. Mashing, and if it's, once it's a bit dirty, then it's a problem. That's one teretz. There's another teretz that tells us that no, even a clean baguette is also, it doesn't help, it's also a problem of libben. So the teretz is because you're not doing it. That what the issa of washing it is only if you're doing it with derech noki. It's a derech of kibbutz. If it's not derech of kibbutz, then it's going to be mutter. So here it's not derech kibbutz, derech lichuch, because you don't after going through this water. You're not going. This beggar is not going to be. It's dirty now. You're going to wash it. You need to wash it after going through this water, or the middle table in the water. Then the faket or the middle table in the water. But maybe in these cases, it's takam mutter because it's not called derech. It's derech kibbutz, it's derech lichluch, so such a case is mutter. So even on a clean baguette, if it's even on a clean baguette, you hold the taka asa, But there's a new heter of Derech Lichluch. Now this heter of Derech Lichluch, it could be it's only on a clean beged. If it's one, everyone sees a dirty beged, even if you're doing Derech Lichluch, the mice you've taken off a bit of dirt, so it could be a tak also. So the teretz of Derech Lichluch is only going to apply tak if it's only a clean beged. So we've got two truths in it. Either the teretz is only any clean beged is mutter. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you can't wash clean begotten. Therefore, soaking clean begotten water is not a problem. Now, that's one teretz. Or, no, even clean begotten taka still looks like a malacha of kibbutz and Shabbos. So taka is a problem. Could be taka is making something, is shining it a bit more. It is epis, some kibbutz happening. But it's not cleaning it at all, it's dirtying it, therefore that's why it's mutter, but otherwise it will be awesome.
In certain cases, it should be anyway, only with the Hayla
Rabbi or the Hayla. Put the water in those cases. Could be it's a different reason because then you're chashash schita.
What's
chashash schita? Schita. There's a chashash, you can squeeze it, but if it's certain mitzvah, we're not close with that to Ramon.
Are we not to drink on Shabbos?
Yeah. So, as the Tzitzis says, because of this, you have to dry your hands on the towels on Shabbos. And the towels normally clean. You take your hands and your wet hands, you go dry them on. What's that say? You're washing. You're putting water in it. So, the Tzitzis, because it's Derech Lichluch. You don't after everyone's washed that, dry their hands on the towel. No, it's a clean towel. It's not a clean towel. You're gonna wash it now. It's called Derech Lichluch. It's not cleaning the beged. Okay, it's after a bit of time, it's gonna get dirty from this. Therefore, that's why it's mutter to dry hands on Shabbos. According to other Tzitzis, that any clean beged is not a problem, only a dirty beged, so one has to be careful, you can't dry the hands on a dirty beged, because that's, or could be both of them, because if you dry, your wet hands, you're going to dry them on the dirty, so now you're putting water onto this dirty beged, so for that, it's a problem. Even though it's a little, but it's a dirty beged, therefore it's called cleaning it. Only on a clean beged, so it's a clean, so just a wet towel, but it's not called derech kibbutz, it's derech lichluch, that's the heter. Now, there's another nekuda, and that's two to the same. There's one last heretz that tag is matzmeh in all these cases, that even to dry your hands on a beged is tak also, and Chabad brings down actually a dare, that before a person dries their hands on a towel, we don't pass an inch, but a full person should shake off the water from the hand, and then dry your hands, because there's only a ma'at. The ma'at is not kibbutz. You need a bit of water on it. If it's only a little bit, then you don't look like kibbutz at all. So, that's the last. You've got the Gemara, you're allowed to go through water. It's a lot of water there. Why is it mutter? So there you go. This Gemara is talking about the begodim of oil. The way in begodim of oil, and that's why it's mutter. But tak if the begodim are made of tefillah pishtin or whatever, that will be also, because you're doing shriya, you're soaking in water, it's tak also. That's this chumrah, the Gitarit. So Kimta the Gemara is talking about beged of oil. Yeah. Now, there's another nekuda that Tosfos also says that even if it's a beged naki or it's derech lichluch, but the ma'aseh, the kavana here, so you mentioned before, the kavana can't be a kavana of cleaning. If the kavana is for cleaning, then it won't have all these terutim, because he's doing it for cleaning. Therefore, even if it's a clean beged and it's only a little, it's derech lichluch, the ma'aseh, you put the water on it for kavana for cleaning. It's a problem. So in this case, you do the dry hands, you do it in the Hakbalei Abba, you do it for other reasons, not for cleaning, therefore it's mutter. Yeah. Oh, so let's go to let's apply it to the case. It's a case of the Taz. Somebody's got a table and water spilled on the table. And now you want to...
Tablecloth or table?
So we'll start with the table, we'll still go through everything stage by stage. And you want to get the water off you want to use the table, so you want to get the water off. How should you get it off? Can you get it off? So what's the nice here? Say the table's plain wood. So now plain wood, it doesn't come into kibbutz at all. It's not iron, it's not semi-pishtim, it's not any other material. It's not beleo at all, wood. Okay, it could be, it is eventually, you can soak it, but it's not, there's some water falling on it, it's not beleo. There's no kibbutz at all on the wood. So for there, there's no problem at all. You can move the water off. So even though when you move the water off, you're spreading it more along the table. So now, when you're spreading on the table, then that you're washing further more on the table. It's soaking it. So you're not doing more than soaking, but it's nothing. It's even if the table made of oil,
I can wash my table.
Right, because it's wood. Right. So even if it's made of oil, it'll be more because you're not doing anything. You're just spreading on the table. But now, so on what then, like you're saying, if it's oil, then or plastic, then most places can say, all the places can say that, that plastic is like oil, because eventually it could be that we don't. The places can say we don't know nowadays how much is baleic, because it does take in some water, so we reckon it as oil. So in the plastic, there's enough coming that you're allowed to push it off the water, but start scrubbing on it, then it'll be a problem. That'll be the Gemara there that in Zvachim that there's a difference between oil and other materials. That materials also even soaking. Oil is mutter to soak, but to rub on it, to clean it, that you can't. So if you've got plastic, to rub, to take off stains, that you can't. But to spread the water along, just take it off. So it's just soaking water, then that's possible.
You move it along with your hand, not with the beggar.
Could be with a beged, you also have to do it. If it's a beged which is miyuchad for cleaning, so now you're not going to be choshesh to squeeze it. If it's style, you take out your coat, so you're choshesh then, since it's not meant for that, you might come to squeeze it. Unless it's a little bit of water or not. But if it's a bit more than a little bit of water, if you take a cloth which you don't care about, then there won't be a chash because it's made for that. So when you finish, just careful. If it's soaking wet and you hold it with your fingers, so you have to be careful with that. But be'etzem, it's you can even use a cloth to take it off.
It depends
how hard you're doing it. If it needs a shift.
Thank you.
Yeah, metal wood, all that. Thick ones, yeah.
I can't scrub that.
If he's scrubbing hard, then he won't be able to do it. Right.
Like
we'll come to it. So now, once if it's.
Let's say you worry about speaking with your fingers. You've got to do with your fingers.
Yeah, no difference. Fingers, not fingers. You go, oh, we've got. Oh, you're talking about without water. Depends. If you're doing with water, without water. If you're doing without water.
Well, how can you get off without water?
Oh, okay. So you go without water, you get a knife, you can scrape it off. And then you could do it. Because it's like a shoe. Which you're allowed to scrape off stains.
Yeah,
that's not a problem.
That
if you're just going to do that, right.
Do it then
right. As long as you don't scrub it. But to scrub it with water then, and take it off, that will be that patch this, they take on the car. That's what we're discussing. Better not. Yeah, it's better to avoid doing it, chance. Yeah, now, if you've got a tablecloth, now it's a material tablecloth. And you've got water spilled on the tablecloth. So now, it's going to depend which part of the meal one's holding. The beginning, middle, it could depend. If it's a fresh, clean tablecloth, it's right there before the meal, and the water spilled on the tablecloth, without plastic, on straight on the tablecloth, and it's water. Discuss water. It's problematic. That's because water is, you do malabim with that. That's the main malabim. So, and water spills on it. So now you want to, it's soaking, and you want to, or the middle, and it's going to dissolve in the water, so you want to get it off. So now, to take off with a spoon, so now the Taz talks about it, taking off with a spoon, like spooning up, softly, gently. So if you're not doing any schita, so then there's no problem at all. Once you're doing a bit of schita with the spoon, so the Taz says it could be a problem, because now, when you schita is only if you want the water. If you don't want the water, then that's not schita, because you're not interested in the water. Schita is when you squeeze it and you want the water. So here, according to the place, that you're not interested in what's coming out, then you can be made of. But here, you've taken it in a spoon. I don't know that you're going to chuck it afterwards. I see a minute later you're going to chuck it. But since you took it in a spoon, it looks like you want it. One should avoid doing it with a spoon. So the Taz says you take a knife, you don't know, a knife and spoon it up and take out the water. So even if you're doing it, it could be a schita here. If you do it with a knife, it could be mutter.
Squeeze
the tablecloth
as much as you want.
That's what the Taz says. If you make all that Taz in the Shulchan Aruch, no, that's in the could. That could be, that's not, that's, it could be, but in a sense now we're dealing with water. Now water is another kudah as a problem of kippah. So if you move the water, if the water is going to move along now, the tablecloth, and it's, if it's fresh Friday night, before the meal, clean tablecloth, nothing to talk about, so then there's no problems at all, because on the clean, we make all that other shitter, that on the clean beggar there's no kippah at all. Only it's got to have dirt on it, whatever. So even over here, it's not derech lichluch, because this clean water is fresh water, and it's not, you'll use this tablecloth afterwards. Once it dries, it's fine. So taking it off and moving along the water, if the water now, you're moving along, then it's, even though it's moving along, it's still mutter, because it's a fresh clean tablecloth, should be a problem. Because we could be make over that.
Not our skibbles, but our...
So al-shchita won't be a problem because you do it with a knife, you're not taking the water. And al-libin won't be a problem because it's, even though it's water and libin's water, but it's fresh in tablecloth, meaning you're not doing anything with the...
Or serviette or towel over it. Lie over it.
That's for sure. If you're not doing it, if you don't put it on it, then it'll be fine. But, yeah.
This can happen very often
at
the
Boris,
the rain, on suckers.
Right,
that
raises
it. That's where you have more water.
Yeah, it usually doesn't dry so quickly there. But you want to take it off, right? So you want to take off the water.
This is more, especially in our countries.
Yeah, definitely.
So that would be slightly more problematic.
Yeah, but then I don't know how clean the water is as well. So then it might help things. It won't be even.
Why is it not clean?
If once it's fallen through the schach, whatever, it could be it's already. You wouldn't look at it as clean water. So it stains. Well, let's say the tablecloth's already got dirty a bit. Yeah. So now where the water is, now the water's going to continue along and it's going to overstain over whatever it is. So now it could be a problem because now it's not clean, the tablecloth. So now once it's not clean, then any sort of water going over it could be a problem of libum. So now to take it off, if it's water which spilled, so then there's a problem. So one shouldn't move the water along the tablecloth and take it off. To avoid libum. But if it's not water, if other liquid spilled and it's soaking wet, you don't want it to go, you don't want to ruin the table, whatever it is. So now in other liquids, if it's the Taz says that white wine is like water, because white wine it doesn't ruin things, it doesn't ruin the looks of it. Those white wine, so it might maybe it doesn't stain, but it doesn't. So that it also looks like it also could be a kibbutz. Mela Taz has white wine, but red wines or any other drinks which stains, you don't look at it as a cleaning instrument. So Mela, that won't be a problem then, even if it's moving along, to get around that. To get around the kibbutz problem, it won't be, even if it's moving along. Now there's one other Nakuda, if the tablecloth, some tablecloths you get a more material which is more paper material. So then, and it spills in it, and let's say it's more towards the end of the meal, and so even though you want it on, you've not finished the meal yet, and soaking where you want to sit by your place, you want to get this water off just to move off the table. So even if it's water, and so now, and could be the stains already there, just moving along the stains, could be there's a headache because on paper, after the meal, what are you going to do? You're going to wrap it up and check it out. So one has to know, basically now you want it on it, but probably you're not cleaning it for cleaning it, because in 5 minutes time you're going to bench and chuck it. So it's like a paper towel, you have to dry hands on it, you can be soaking wet, you don't see it's libun or anything, because you chuck it out. So even if it's, you don't have to only on towels is a nice issue first, so maybe the lachumra was to splash your hands off and then dry it, because it shouldn't do any sort of libun. But if it's paper, which you're going to chuck out, so you don't look at it as libun at all. So this paper, if it's a paper tablecloth, even if it's dirty, and even if it's water, one could move along, because it's not, you don't look at it as a libun at all, because you're going to splash it out and throw it off. Shkaya.